New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 654 and a low of 306. The U.S. is expected to announce today that fully vaxxed Canadians will be permitted to cross land borders as of November 8. Travelers will need to show proof of vaccination upon request, a White House source says. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The last cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 4:15 p.m. on October 14, 171,223 tested, 481 confirmed, 6 active cases, 1 currently hospitalized, 475 resolved, 7 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil, according to data on housemyflattening.ca, a University of Toronto-led website which collects and analyzes data from Ontario's COVID-19 cases. 62% of ICU beds in Algoma Public Health's jurisdiction are currently occupied, 0 of which are COVID patients. The data also describes the community risk level for COVID-19 in our region as low. Total confirmed cases by area of residence: 378 in Sault Ste. Marie and Area 55 in Central and East Algoma, 33 in Elliott Lake and Area 15 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of October 13 states: 3,572 cumulative positives, 2,813 cumulative recovered, 42 deaths, 9 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's 3-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 4 p.m. yesterday, 176,128 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 79.7% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose. 84,915 people are fully vaccinated, 74.2% of eligible population. 90,101 people have received at least one dose, 78.7% of the population, or 88.4% of the eligible population. APH reported cases this week. Case number 478. Tested on October 8, falls under the unknown exposure category. Case number 479, tested on October 12, is also classified as unknown exposure. Cases 480 and 481, both tested on October 12, were exposed through international travel and close contact. Sioux tightens vaccine rules for kids' sports starting October 14. Additional groups will have to provide proof of vaccination. Romano's office offering COVID proof of vaccine certificate lamination service. Contact Romano's office, located at 390 Bay Street, for more information, or stop by with your Green Health, OHIP, card. 7% of city staff unvaccinated, with 7 people put on unpaid leave. The city placed a deadline for staff to disclose their vaccination status by October 8. Most hospital staff and all volunteers vaccinated, SAH fewer than 5 employees, are currently on unpaid leave for refusing to comply with Sioux Area Hospital's vaccination policy. U.S. businesses looking forward to welcoming Sioux Aunt Shoppers. The local Chamber of Commerce has some concerns that local businesses will once again be feeling the effects of cross-border shopping. Stricter COVID-19 vaccination rules for coaches, volunteers start today. The 7 medical officers of health in the north have issued letters of instruction requiring proof of vaccination or a valid medical exemption for anyone 12 years and older who is coaching or officiating organized sports in an indoor facility, as well as volunteers or spectators. Video. How do you feel about the border reopening? The border is set to reopen as of November. Will the COVID Grinch let us have a normal tree lighting ceremony? Mark Thursday, November 18th on your calendar. Video. Do you think businesses or governments should have the right to require you be vaccinated for work? Here's what Sioux residents think. Here's how the digital vaccine passport will work. Initial access to download the enhanced certificate starts today and is based on your birth month. Why some businesses refuse Ontario's vaccine passport and what it could mean for the small business community. All businesses want is a return to a degree of normal and not to be locked down, small businesses advocate Michael Wood said. After 19 months, U.S. land border to reopen to vaccinated Canadians in November. Fully vaccinated Canadian vacationers and day trippers will be allowed to drive into the United States as of early November. Science will determine testing needs at border. HIDU. The United States is expected to open its borders to Canadians early next month, but the cost of PCR tests required to return home could prevent most travelers from venturing abroad. Travelers should get informed, says Canada Border Service Agency. Fully vaccinated travelers coming to Canada must complete the mandatory pre-arrival molecular COVID-19 test. COVID-19. Ontario to unveil new reopening plan, including ending capacity limits. Source: the province is expected to release the plan late next week. COVID-19. Public health measures working, reason for optimism in fight against fourth wave, Tam says. The curve is just bending, Tam said last week, emphasizing how basic measures, like masking, should remain in place to avoid another surge in the winter. Ontario. Hospitals seeing low rates of staff losses to mandatory vaccine policies. Nearly 97% of staff are either fully or partially vaccinated and have attested they will have both doses by November 9.